Lesson 10. Jesus anointed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus stayed at Nazareth until the age of 30. Then he came to Jordan and received baptism from John the Baptist. The Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. Jesus returned from Jordan filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit led him into the desert. There he was tempted by the devil. He won over all the temptations and returned to Galilee with the power of Spirit. Then Jesus came to Nazareth, where he grew up. As usual, on a Sabbath day, he entered the synagogue and stood up to read. He began to read from the book of Prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. After reading passage, Jesus said to the people, "While you are listening, this word is being fulfilled." Jesus begins his public life after being anointed by the Spirit in baptism. Through baptism, we also receive the Holy Spirit and become the children of God. We are born in sin due to the sin of our first parents. It is Jesus who lifts us up from this sinful state and makes us children of God. Jesus instituted the sacrament of baptism for this. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19. We receive baptism when we are infants. Baptism is given in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Through this, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we became the children of God. A special anointing of the same Spirit is given to us through the sacrament of anointing with the oil. Baptism liberates us from sin and gives us divine life. With baptism, we become God's children and heirs to heaven. Divine life is also termed as grace. Our original sin is eradicated by baptism. If grown-up people receive baptism, their actual sins also will be pardoned. The Godfather and Godmother of the child confess for the child the faith in Jesus as the child receives baptism. If the grown-ups receive baptism, they themselves have to profess their faith in Jesus. Divine life gives us the power to live like the children of God. Let us thank Jesus who made us the children of God through baptism and try to live without losing this divine life given to us. Let us find out the answers. 1. At the synagogue of Nazareth, from which book of the prophet did Jesus read? 2. Which sacrament lifts us from the state of sin and makes us God's children? 3. What all blessings do we get when we receive baptism? 4. In whose name do we receive baptism? Let us pray. Jesus, who gave me divine life through baptism, help me to grow daily in this divine life. Let us sing. When Jesus was baptized in the waters of the Jordan, the Spirit of God descended like a dove came down on him. Then suddenly from heaven, the Father's voice was heard, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." The waters of baptism, they make an end of sin. A new beginning of goodness, God's Holy Spirit brings. Bible reading. From the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 20. My favorite Bible sentence. Let us write my name, the date of baptism, my godfather's name, my godmother's name, the place where I received baptism, the priest who gave me baptism. Riddle. Present in bath, not in wrath. Present in bat, not in rat. Present in turn, not in urn. Present in tiny, not in honey. Present in prism, not in prison. My decision. I will keep up the divine life given in baptism.